Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Travelers Rest winner Devin Morgan. Then we'll speak with Southern Wedge late model winner Kenny Compton Jr. And we'll have a conversation with World of Outlaws late model star Nick Hoffman. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hey, Sunday, May 19th, North Wilkesboro Speedway, NASCAR's All-Star Race. Time to get your tickets at NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. Over the weekend, the winners from all across the Southeast, Alltech Raceway in Florida, Hunt the Front Series, Carson Ferguson and Joseph Joyner, Davey Hamilton Jr. and Stephen Hollinger win at Citrus County, Smoky Mountain in Tennessee to Russell Irwin, Ricky Weiss wins at Tazewell, Cherokee Speedway in South Carolina to Travis Steele, Luke Cooper grabs one at Lawrence County, Florence goes to Cody Kelly, Nathan Bray gets the win at Sonoya, Georgia, Cochran goes to Dylan Brown, Ray Cook the checkers at North Georgia, and Winder Barrow falls to Danny Sanders. Christian Hanger, victorious at Moulton in Alabama. South Boston, Virginia, split in the late model wins. Blake Stallings and Jacob Porsche. Jack Brown wins Natural Bridge. Riley Music, the same at Langley. Virginia Motor Speedway to Corey Allman. And Brad Housewright, victorious at Lonesome Pine. North Carolina, Dixieland to Sean Harrell. Neil Allison, a winner at Rockfish. Wake County to Joel Smith. Chris Stowe wins East Lincoln. Hickory to Carson Lofton. Kyle Strickler wins Halifax. New River to Bobby McCarty in the Cars Tour. Brent Robinson wins Fayetteville. Southern National to Cody Carlton. Bob Wallace amongst the winners at Tri-County. And Caraway Falls to Tommy Reno. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Travelers Rest Speedway winner, Devin Morgan. Not only Travelers Rest Speedway winner, but he's sixth wins already this season. An incredible four different cars, three different divisions in a couple of states. Well, let's just start with the most recent one, Travelers Rest Speedway. For folks that don't know, it's in the upstate, up the hill, so to speak, from Greenville, South Carolina, the Spartanburg area where we're on and blessed to be on. What is the Travelers Rest track like now? I know they've had new owners for a few years and such. And what's it like to scoot around that joint?
No, it's pretty much remained the same through it all. Now it's got a little bit less banking than what it used to have, so we don't quite run as high up the track. But it's still very low bite and even flatter. So the setup is really big there, especially. It's a really hard place to get a hold of. And so you got to be, really in the racetrack with a lot of traction and you just kind of bend it and send it. And hope that you got enough traction to drive it forward.
Bend it, send it, and he did all the way to victory lane at Travelers Rest Speedway. Devin Morgan, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So how did the night, besides the victory lane, which we read about, was it a battle all the way through? Did you scoot out front and just kind of have to worry if they'd catch you? What was the race like?
The race, it was relatively, once we got going, it was a pretty good race for me. I was able to just kind of slowly gain the lead there and pull advantage over second place. But then first 2 to 3 laps, he was able to run right with me and kind of drive in towards my left rear quarter and get up beside me some. And then I was able to, the car came to me, and I was able to slowly drive away from him.
Devin Morgan, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Travelers Rest Speedway winner last weekend, winner of six events throughout the season already this year. His best year ever was back pre-COVID, where he had 7 total in the year. So now knocking on the door of maybe record-setting territory for yourself, or certainly at least tying them. How do you go from 4 different cars, 3 different divisions, and even back and forth across state lines? Maybe not that hard, but the cars and divisions From a driver's perspective, how are you able to adjust to the different vehicles and tracks in so many different ways? What is your, when you get there, how does the recipe start? What are the things you do to make sure that you as a human, as a driver, are comfortable doing it in a different vehicle than you did the last time?
Really? I don't do anything different. I just kind of, I sit in it. I know, I expect how it's going to drive and, you know, just go out there and, you know, that's really the biggest thing is hot laps is everything. You hit the racetrack and that first lap is really, it just kind of settles you in for how, you know, how you need to drive the car for the rest of the night. You know, right away off that first lap.
Devin Morgan, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, telling us about racecraft. Really, that's what he is describing as to how he goes about it, what he goes about to get it into position. And then if it doesn't work on that first hot lap when you go in, you know, are you trying things from the driver's seat before your hot laps end? Or are you just saying, well, I'm going to bring it into my crew? How does that work? When do you know, maybe I just need to change how I'm orienting to this car before I go squawking to my crew?
You know, sometimes, you know, I'll change how I drive. You know, a lot of times here recently, we've been extremely good and just kind of let the racetrack come to us, come qualifying time and not adjust anything. And just know that the track's going to come to the race car and to me as a driver. And then, you know, you have the other times when you ain't no good and you kind of got to throw the kitchen sink at it and hope that you hit all the right adjustments.
Well, he gives good advice as to how to throw that kitchen sink because it's worked over four different cars, three different divisions, a couple of states, six wins total to this point, and knocking on the door of a personal record. Wherever he runs, whatever he's in, he's winning. Devin Morgan, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Time has flown. We'll be back with more of PRN at the track.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, this is Carson Hocevar, and you're listening to Country Radio Hall of Famers Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on Racing Country Classic.
It's Kathy and Tim McGraw.
I can see you getting more into the technical. I can see you producing.
It's a fun thing to learn. I enjoy doing it. When I get the opportunities to do it, I try to learn as much as I can.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on Racing Country Classic.
Racing Country Classics.
This is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Kenny Compton Jr. Now, if you were here with us back in 2014, you heard that name as well. That was back when a bit of a younger whippersnapper type Kenny Compton Jr. was leading the Carolina Clash points. And now, as we jumped forward here into 2024, he is the inaugural winner of a brand new but a vintage series, the Southern Wedge Late Model Series last weekend, running at Harris Speedway, their first ever event. And Kenny, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back here. Help us first understand what a Southern Wedge Late Model is.
It's back from, you know, like the 80s when Charlie Schwartz and Freddie Smith and all those guys ran the late models when they started to progress a little bit and changing all these crazy bodies and all these big wings and these wedge noses and all that. And Jason Smoot came up with an idea. They said, well, you know, everything else is going on. Why don't we just try to bring back this old school stuff? And I got to thinking about it. I said, well, you know, we got a car. We might as well join in and be a part of this deal too, you know.
Wait a minute. We got a car, and we're chatting with Kenny Compton Jr. on the profabrication.com hotline. Like you had one in a barn somewhere from the old days?
Yeah. Yep. I just kept it in my race shop, just sitting in there collecting dust.
Wow. Kenny Compton Jr. on the profabrication.com hotline. The Jason Smoot, who he's speaking about, you've heard us chat with him. The director, president, owner of the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models, great guy, does all kinds of stuff for grassroots racing. And as Kenny had said, he came up with the idea to bring back some of these vintage cars. I didn't realize that there'd be some of them out there, you know, the Barnes finds and such. What kind of chassis was it? Did you know, what'd you have to do? Go back to the, open up the old Have a Tampa Series rule book to figure out how to do this?
Well, I think they went maybe through all the rule books and then just come up with some stuff too on the side and just put it together, you know.
Yeah. Well, Kenny Compton got it done at Harris Speedway. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. Well, how about the guy behind the wheel? What have you been up to over these years when we didn't get to see you out wheeling it so much like before? And update those fans of yours from back in the Carolina Clash days and those days back when as to what you've been up to. I see you've been growing a beard. I saw that in victory lane.
I'm fixing to try to shave this thing. My old lady threatens to beat me if I do. But I think we're going to have to compromise somewhere with this thing.
You got to take care of Mama Bear now. You know that.
Yeah, I don't want to get whipped right off the bat.
No. You win a race, and now she's all upset with you. Cut your beard off. But what you been up to, man? How you doing as a human? How are things in Kenny Compton Jr.'s world?
We've been doing pretty good, you know, staying pretty busy. We got our own little family business, you know, here in West Virginia that we take care of, you know, several different mine locations, transporting coal back and forth and keeping up with all of our, you know, our trucks and keeping things running and doing that. That's a full-time job in itself and keeps everybody busy. And then mostly on the weekends, I keep up with racing, you know, I always have. I piddle around, we ride side by sides and go to the camper and hang out, things like that. Nothing spectacular, you know, till this showed up.
Kenny Compton Jr. on the profabrication.com hotline. And this, what showed up is the Southern Wedge Late Model Series, taking historic cars. They're beautiful. I mean, just vintage cars now out on these racetracks across the Southeast, and they had their inaugural run at Harris Speedway. They ran some practices and took pictures and things like that, but Kenny got it done at Harris Speedway to, kind of get the series started and all. Will you run more races, or was that a one and done, you put it back in the barn? What do you do?
I'm going to try to, you know, run them all with Jason and try to help him out, get it, you know, get them going, and hopefully it'll take off and do well. And then, you know, it's like I say, that it's opened up some other doors, you know, that I didn't expect to show up. And it's like, say, now we're working on a supercar again and working on some modified stuff too. So it's we started a whole gang of mess of stuff, you know, just going out and playing. And you know, I'm still going to try to keep it low-key and then go out and have fun and then get some races too, some higher paying races, and just still try to maintain the fun of it too, you know.
You're at your age now, you're just that overnight kid success and everybody wants to draft you, right?
Yeah, you know, it's you know how it goes. You know, you go out and everybody's excited. It's been years since you go race and do anything, and then you finally get back to the atmosphere and all the people, and you see all your friends and your family that, you know, you haven't been around in all these years, and everybody gets together and you go out and have a good time, and then somebody says something, the next thing you know, here you are.
Kenny Compton Jr. Well, I'm glad that the something that we said in asking him to be on, he had time to do. Kenny Compton Jr., our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, went and done one, the first ever Southern Wedge Late Model Series race. It happened last weekend at Harris Speedway, and now he's, one of the hot commodities again. Because, this was a driver that was, a serious Southeastern super late model driver, points leader in the Carolina Clash of, back years ago. And now we as fans get to see the talent that was Kenny Compton Jr. running in the Southern Wedge Late Model Series. What did it feel like when you first put that foot down and got back out there on it? Kind of, tell me about that first lap or two when the thing started to hook and the smile that I guess came across your face.
Yeah, it felt good to be back in the car. It's been so long, and I go by and look at it all the time. Think about it, the days that passes, I wish I was at the racetrack and just sitting there in the shop talking to it. it felt pretty good. And like I say, I'm excited about, getting back in the super stuff too. That's what, you kind of miss that after doing it 30 years of your life,
Well, we're blessed to have you back in the game and appreciate you taking the time to do this. The Southern Wedge Late Model Series race winner, race number one ever from Harris Speedway, Kenny Compton Jr., our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Appreciate you taking the time to do this, Kenny. Good luck with the rest of the series. Can't wait to get out there and see those cars out in front, live and in person. Fans, you can follow them on social media and stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
You're invited to the loudest party in Northern California. NASCAR roars into wine country for the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Mark your calendars for June 7th through 9th when the stars of NASCAR return for 3 days of heart-pounding racing excitement. Experience the adrenaline rush of camping at the track. Meet your favorite drivers at autograph sessions and groove to live music under the California sun. Don't miss out on a weekend you have to see to believe. Get your tickets today at SonomaRaceway.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Buddy Baker is back in victory circle after just five tries in 1971.
Your family and Buddy Baker have a history.
A long history of Buck and my granddad racing against Buddy's dad. Buddy came to drive for my dad in 71, 72, right along there, drove that white Dodge number 11. They always called him the Gentle Giant. And Buddy would come over to the house. Sometimes he would bring his son, Brian, who was about my age, and we'd go motorcycle ride. And Buddy Baker was a great motorcycle. We'd go out through the woods, and man, he would do some stuff, and my dad would just putt along on that little motorcycle he had. Buddy'd have his on the back wheel and in the gas and running hard. Brian and my dad would ride together, and I would ride with Buddy because they would putt along, and I would ride with Buddy. But Buddy was just that guy who always was just so kind to me. Even when I started racing, and we'd go to Daytona or you'd go to Talladega, where he had lots of success, you could sit and talk to him, and he would tell you things, and you could pick his brain, and he tried to help you.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, they call him the Thrill from Mooresville, Nick Hoffman. And hey, Nick, you don't have to go and earn your nickname as hard as you had done so up at Farmer City. But what a fantastic finish. And from watching, and folks, if you have not seen the Dirt Vision broadcast or the highlights, this is a special, special finish. And it is one for the ages. Nick, how do you even plan to handle that kind of chaos if it does or doesn't happen and then you came through it? What was this experience like from the driver's seat?
Yeah, the biggest thing is you lead 39 laps and you can't give it away on the last one. And that's kind of where I was, the position I put myself in was I got in there a little bit harder than I had kind of the rest of the race. Just the biggest thing is Dirt Vision had their video board on the back straightaway. So I could kind of watch the video board every lap to kind of judge my distance of where I was to Bobby. And I got off of turn two pretty well, but I was looking at the video board and I was like, man, I think he's close enough to be able to slide me. And, you know, watching Bobby Pierce race enough, we all know that if, you know, if there's a chance, he's going to throw it in there. And,
okay. Now
and
slide hold on, hold on just a second. Nick Hoffman, wild finish, Farmer City Speedway, live on Dirt Vision, part of the World of Outlaws Case Late Model Series, national contenders already, you know, up there battling with the points. Help people understand how long you and Bobby Pierce have known each other and the friendship and, you know, friendly rivalry you two have as you're battling for this point.
Yeah, I've raced with Bobby now for 6-7 years, and he's always a super aggressive guy. There's, you know, he's had a lot of run-ins with a lot of different people, but I feel like nowadays he races a lot more respectful, and he's racing for a championship at the end of the day, and last year he was able to do that. So I kind of knew, you know, what I was dealing with him running second, and he was going to try and slide me no matter what, and I got myself in a bad position where I got tight, and he was coming across, and, you know, if it's any other lap, I'd probably lift and try and get to the back to the bottom of him. But being the last lap, I chose to bail off the racetrack and use the horse track, and it all worked out.
It did in a most spectacular fashion. Car sideways, pointing up at 1 second, and then almost just, you know, into the other car. It is phenomenal. Words cannot describe the intensity of that action in the blink of an eye. And even the great Ruben Morales on the call, you could just see that this was an amazing moment and hear that this was an amazing moment happening. And our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Nick Hoffman, was right there in the middle of it and able to capture the win. But before we chat more with Nick, I want to remind you, Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So you come out and you're up from the horse track and across what is the line. Did you know then? When did you know? How did you know?
Yeah, the biggest thing is coming out of turn two. I rolled back around, come out of turn two and look back at that video board, and it still had me at the top of the list. And at that point, you know, being that far off the racetrack, what I was worried about is the transponder loop not catching it. And for whatever reason, I don't know if they use the same transponder system for the horses or what, but it run far enough out, and I was still at the top of the board. And I was like, man, like surely if I got beat there, he would have been in front of me. So then they came over the receiver about right after that point and read out the lineup. So at that point, Bobby didn't even know I was out there on the horse track. So he thinks that he won the race. And then I see the numbers and all that stuff, and then they call it on the receiver. So at that point, I'm pretty pumped up. But I definitely just I was mad at myself more than anything.
Yeah, our guest, Nick Hoffman, is a guy that's very precise, built great modified series chassis, does so much as the host of Pitbull on Dirt Vision and such. And when he says he was mad at himself, this is the warrior part of our friend here that knows that, you know, inches matter and points on the racetrack. Let me give you a couple of things he just said, by the way. Receiver is the tower control officials communication one way to all the drivers out there on the track, and the transponder is the electronics that are in the bottom of the car so that they can find the race car electronically, make sure that the scoring is exact on all race cars, and they have wires underneath the racetrack so that they connect. And that's what he was talking about, not wanting to lose that connection, which may have cost him, you know, the race, even if he had won it by 10 car lengths. But how much was the separation? What did the computers say?
Yeah, it was 0-7-2. So obviously, if we were dealing with 20 years ago when everybody was hand scoring, I believe, you know, you probably would have called that race a little bit different. But luckily with all the cameras now, and then all the technology with transponders and everything else, I mean, they don't lie. As long as you make it over the loop, the transponder doesn't lie. And as long as you didn't cheat your transponder location, that's what we see a lot of times too, is guys obviously trying to mount them as close to the front bumper as possible. And we have a specific location they have to be, you know, mounted. So they definitely check both of our cars to make sure that we had them in the correct spot. But 0-7-2 was the official determination, which is damn near a blinking of an eye.
It really is. But one of the most amazing finishes you'll see. You can check the Dirt Vision archives from the World of Outlaws. Case equipment, late models last weekend, Farmer City, Illinois, an unbelievable finish. And we're chatting with the winner of that epic battle between Bobby Pierce Jr. and our guest, Nick Hoffman, and really appreciate him doing that. Hit us a little bit of information on Pitbull, your show, before we have to sign off.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show that I get to do every week. I'm actually getting ready to get in the truck and head that way to shoot another episode today. So we shoot on Tuesdays. They normally come out on Thursdays, basically covering everything Dirt Vision, whether it's World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, World of Outlaw Late Models, Extreme Outlaw Midget Series, the Super Dirt Car, Big Block Modifieds, and even all the local racing that Dirt Vision covers weekly. So I get to do that. And it definitely keeps me busy, because obviously this weekend I was racing myself with the Outlaw Late Models, but I had to go back and watch all the Outlaw Sprint Cars and everything else to try and get myself acclimated with whatever, you know, even happened outside of our own racing. So I enjoy it. I'm a fan of all motorsports. So just to get to talk about it is just something I really like doing.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Nick Hoffman on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner of Farmer City in that fantastic finish on Dirt Vision for the World of Outlaws Late Models. Thanks a lot, Nick. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race. So just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. From Knoxville, Iowa to Boone, North Carolina, and virtually everywhere in between, as long as weather will allow, tracks are up and opening, running opening races, running long-time series races, memorial races. Get out and support grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.